Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Medyo malakas po yung boses ko. Hihinaan po nila ng konti. Ako po si Aaron. Ako po isa sa mga members ng church na ito. And I'm so glad to have you here tonight. Gusto ko lang pong i-echo yung ilan sa mga announcements na binigay ni Pastor Eric kanina. Una po is tomorrow, yung ating pong prayer service at 10 a.m. Ito po ay sa the Business Center. Paglabas nyo lang po ng Burjoman Metro Station, Exit 4. That's the building immediately paglabas po ninyo ng metro. And Christmas Carol, katulad nung sinabi ni Pastor Jovan, kung malakas po ang inyong loob, we invite you po na mag-participate sa ating choir. I think also yung mga kids ay meron ding number for that Christmas service on December 16. And lastly, yung pong ating church picnic, which is December 10. December 10, ito po ay around 9 a.m. And ito po ay gagawin sa Creek Park, sa may Creek Park. Ayan. Kung kayo po ay katulad ko, who sometimes orders yung groceries online, ay ma-appreciate po ninyo yung comfort of being able to buy yung inyo pong mga bigas, yung inyong mga gatas, yung inyong mga sabon, yung pong mga mabibigat, and have them delivered sa inyo pong tahanan. Di ba? Hindi mo na kailangang itulak yung cart, hindi mo na kailangang mag aisle to aisle, hindi mo na kailangang pumila sa counter, but just click, and click, and click, and pay, and then mamayang konti, darating na po yung inyong mga in-order at the front ng inyong doorsteps. Pagka medyo meron ka pang pang-tip, pwede mo pang ipapasok dun sa loob ng kusina. Di ba? Pag medyo malayo yung distansa. But meron pong mga, may konting danger, not really danger, but challenge sa online ordering. Di po ba? When I don't know if you've experienced na umorder po sa Carrefour online, meron pong isang box doon na tinitik kapag yung order mo is somehow medyo hindi naman problema, pero merong option to allow substitution. Di ba? It happens kapag wala yung brand na gusto mo or yung size na pinili mo ay hindi pala available, they would substitute a different brand or a different size dun sa inyong in-order. And this, of course, kapag ito po yung case, then sometimes it's frustrating kasi gusto mo yung particular brand eh, kaya yun yung pinili mo eh. Right? And you'll end up going to the grocery to buy and to look for that particular brand. And sometimes, yung pong sinasubstitute nila ay pwedeng mas mahal dun sa original product na gusto mo. So, yeah, meron pong challenge doon. Sa passage po natin tonight, the Apostle Paul gives us a bit of an idea about substitution. But hindi po ito katulad ng product substitution na dinescribe ko kanina. He points to us yung pong danger ng substituting false teaching in place of the truth ng ating pong identity in Christ. Which is all about the truth of who Jesus is and what He has done for us. Doon po sa ating previous passage last week, Paul exhorts yung pong mga Christians in Colossae to see to it or to watch that they would not be taken captive by philosophy and empty deceit. Sabi po yan sa chapter 2, verse 8. And bakit po niya binigyan ng ganung warning itong mga taga-Colose? Well, because ito pong mga empty philosophies na ito, sabi po ni Apostle Paul, are according to human traditions, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and lastly, not according to Christ. He goes on to argue that Jesus, sabi dyan, in whom all the fullness of deity dwells bodily, is the one that fills us. And last week we've heard that because Jesus is fully God, and by virtue ng ating pong union with Christ, we are full in Him. We find yung ating pong kasapatan sa Panginoon. And so you see, dun po sa flow ng argument ni Paul last week in verses 8 hanggang 15, he, instead of giving yung pong description or characteristics ng false philosophy, Paul instead tells us the gospel. He shows us who Jesus is and what he has done. And because of what he has done and because of who he is, na tayo po ay filled in Christ. We were circumcised in Christ, buried and raised in Christ, forgiven by Christ, made alive in Christ. We were triumphant over rulers and authorities because of Christ. Because of all those things, sa ating pong passage tonight, in verse 16, Paul says, therefore. And then he gives more exhortations and explanations about the philosophies and the false teachings na binabanggit po niya in verse 8. If you're writing, ito po yung ating main idea sa gabi pong ito. Do not substitute the truth of what we have in Christ for the falsehood of man-made rules and regulations. Huwag po nating ipagpalit yung katotohanan na meron tayo sa Panginoon at the expense or ipagpalit sa falsehood ng mga man-made rules and regulations. Now, you might say na parang same lang naman yan ng main point nung last week. Well, I would say yes and no. Yes in the sense because katulad po ng sinabi ko, verses 8 to 15 really is not an isolated section, but it's part of a larger section that goes until verse 23. So in a way, he is continuing yung pong kanyang argument that he builds from verse 8. He cautions yung pong mga Colossians about false teaching in verses 8 to 15. And here in 16 to 23, he gives us more information, more description about that caution. But also, hindi po siya parehas, it's also a no because we see yung kanya pong warnings dito sa ating passage is somehow more forceful than let no one take you captive. Here, he says in verse 16, let no one pass judgment. 18, let no one disqualify you. Mas meron pong force yung kanya pong sinasabi. He gives us more specific information about the nature nito pong heresy, which is in Colossae. Apparently, ito pong false teaching na to, as we would see later on, is a mixture or a combination of Jewish, of pagan, and somehow Christian elements. Ito pong mga Christians in Colossae, we were in danger of falling as a victim dun po sa mga tao who were legalistic, mystical, and ascetic. Yung ating pong passage consists of three major exhortations. Don't let anyone judge you, verse 16. Don't let anyone condemn you, verse 18. And don't submit to regulations in verse 20. So based on that, this is how we divided yung ating pong passage. Point number one, refuse others' judgment on the issues of diet and days. Verses 16 hanggang 17. Second, reject others' condemnation based on ascetic and mystical practices. Verses 18 and 19. And lastly, renounce obedience to worthless man-made regulations. Verses 20 hanggang 23. Let's look at point number one. Refuse others' judgment on issues of diet and days. Verse 16 and 17. Sabi po dyan, therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink, or with regard to a festival, or a new moon, or Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. So meron pong mga tao in the church sa Colossae who are starting to influence yung pong mga members ng church na ito with their own rules, with their own traditions. They were quick to pass judgment. Hinuhusgahan po nila yung mga Christians sa church na ito. It seems that they had their own rules-based gospel. Yung po yung kanilang pinuput forward. Meron po silang maraming mga rules about what to eat, what not to eat, what to drink, what not to drink, ano pong mga klaseng festivals ang kanilang dapat i-celebrate, and how should they keep yung pong Sabbath. Pero hindi po ito isang personal preference para sa mga tao na to, para sa mga advocate po ng mga rules na ito. It's not even a habit or a lifestyle para sa kanila. Hindi, kainin mo itong gulay lang. Kasi para lumusog ka or lumakas yung katawan. No, it's not a matter of lifestyle sa kanila pong pagkain. To them, it was the law. It is being imposed dun po sa mga tao na yon. And so, anyone who did not follow yung kanila pong rules were judged to be lesser. Perhaps they were judged to be non-Christians. Meron pong pressure doon sa mga Christians in the church. Perhaps meron pong tao who would say, you aren't saved if you eat pork. Or you don't keep the Sabbath. Or you don't fast in a certain way. Paano po kayo magre-react sa ganun? Someone tells you, you know that you're a Christian, and they tell you, kumakain ka ng pork? Hindi ka siguro Christian. Mahilig ka sa dinuguan? Marami pong pressure. There would be a lot of pressure to conform dun po sa standard nung pong taong yon, hindi po ba? But the truth is, we face this type of situation often. Probably dito po sa room na to, we have around 150 to 180, specifically 174. So, how many different opinions are represented dito lamang po sa room natin na to? At least 150. So what does Paul say dito po sa mga Colossians who are in this situation? Well, he tells them not to let others pass judgment on them. In other words, do not live to please these people. Huwag kayong mabuhay trying to please itong mga tao na to who tells you to do things a certain way that they want. The reason that we should not let others pass judgment sa atin is simple. It's because God is the judge. He is the one to whom we are accountable. Sa kanya po tayo mananagot in the matters of our life choices. For every decision that we make, we should evaluate yung ating pong mga motivations. You should ask yourself if you are making a decision because others expect you to, or kayo ba ay nati-pressure ng ibang tao, or is it because that is what God is calling you to do? Bibili ba tayo ng bahay sa Pilipinas because that is the best way to please God? And best example ng ating stewardship, ng ating resources? Or, sabi ng binan mo eh, yun yung expectation eh. Do we send our kids to prestigious schools because of status? Or because of the kind of learning that they will get dito sa mga school na ito? Pupunta ba tayo ng prayer meeting because that is expected of you? Or because that's what you believe God wants you to do? Do we sing loudly during our singing to make a joyful noise to the Lord? Or because people are looking at us? Now, hindi po ibig sabihin that we are to be prideful or lone rangers in doing yung ating pong own thing without listening to counsels. We should be humble in how we relate with others. But we should also develop yung ating pong sariling convictions. Kung wala po tayong solid root and convictions based sa salita ng Diyos, we will be left like a leaf that is floating on a river na pumupunta kung saan man siya dalhin ng current. Alam niyo po yung hunyango? Ano yung hunyango sa English? Chameleon, right? And ano po yung ginagawa ng isang chameleon? It changes yung kanya pong skin. Depende sa kanyang background, di ba? Of course, I think yung octopus ay mas mabilis mag-change. But yung chameleon is the same effect. Like this chameleon, are you one way around one group of people na kasama mo? And another way around another group of people just to fit in and be well-liked. For the purposes of bida ka eh. People like you if you change. Meron kaming joke dun sa dati naming church. Pagpupunta ng, siyempre malilikot yung mga anak, no? Pagpupunta ng church, o pupunta tayo ng church, ha? Pagdating sa pintuan ng church, o mga bata, transform. They change. Depende kung saan sila pupunta. Remember Galatians chapter 1 verse 10. Paul says, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man?" In John chapter 12 verse 43, Jesus said about the people na they wanted to follow Christ, but they fear yung pong mga Pharisees na sila po ay excommunicate sa synagogue. Jesus said, "For they love the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God." These are people pleasers. So man-made religion is often about living up dun po sa standards ng ibang tao which they seek to impose. Nakakapagod po yun. Imagine pleasing a number of people. Mga kapatid, let us please God rather than man. And wag po tayong masyadong mabilis mag-judge sa ibang tao on these matters. Pansinin po ninyo, yung pong rebuke that is targeting the Colossians, okay? Yung mga false teachers, they want these people to do such things, certain ways. Yung pong rebuke that is targeted sa mga Christians na ito is not about the gospel. They were not about the divinity of Christ. They're not about repentance. They're not about faith. They're not about any core gospel issues. But about what? It's all about rules and rituals. In verse 21, do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. It appears na ito pong mga taong to, they were teaching rules or works-based salvation. And most likely, they were trying to impose yung pong Old Testament law and everything that comes with that. And ito pong law na ito would require them to eat kosher food, celebrate specific Old Testament festivals. They should keep the Sabbath according to the law. And with that, I would refer you to the sermon of Pastor Alvin previously about the Sabbath. Paul spent so much of his ministry countering ito pong works-based salvation teaching. As he says in Romans chapter 6, verse 14, "You are not under law, but under grace." Marami pong tao wanted to bring the early New Testament church back under the law and have a hybrid or a combination ng faith plus rules salvation. And the Apostle Paul is firm na ito pong mga Christians in Colossae must not submit itself to a ritualistic religion. People already tried and failed in doing that. Wala pong kaya na mag-keep nung pong heavy burden ng law. It's too much for us. And guess what? God is not pleased by religious rituals, and He never has been. Ever. He wasn't pleased nung pong yung mga tao would bring sacrifices before Him, and yet their hearts are away from Him. He wasn't pleased nung pong yung mga mayayaman would give yung kanila pong offering, but for the purposes of getting the praise of men, not of God. But a rules-based approach in religion ay hindi po ito basta-basta lang a thing of the past. Ito po ay common sa panahon natin ngayon. Bakit kaya? Well, let me share two things. Una, why is it common? Why is it common? It's because it makes sense. It makes sense. Why? Gusto natin ang mga checklist. Gusto natin ang mga to-do list. We want to see certain accomplishments sa ating pong part. We want to achieve something. We want to have a simple and easy to understand list of what a good Christian should do. It somehow makes sense to us. But greater than that is the second reason it appeals sa ating pong fallen nature. It makes sense and it appeals to our fallen nature. Why? Because some part of our nature thinks that we can make up for our sins. There must be something that I should do for me to have favor before God. Yung po yung pride. We want to rely on ourselves instead of others. And that particular other is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. We wanted to be the saviors of ourselves. That's why when we tell people that there is nothing you can do to earn your salvation, that's a message that turns people away. It's a stumbling block para sa kanila. But that is the good news of the gospel, isn't it? That we cannot save ourselves. Someone already did that. That's why the difference of Christianity with other religions is yung mga religions of the world is a religion of to do, and Christianity is a religion of done. There is nothing that we could contribute sa ating pong kaligtasan. Right, Nate? It's okay. No problem po. And meron yung religion sa mundo pong ito is all about rules. When people make up religion, they make up a lot of rules because it makes more sense. And ito pong mentality na ito often creeps into the church. Marami pong written and unwritten rules are added to Scripture. Let me name some and see if you would relate. Hindi ko alam kung medyo controversial itong sasabihin ko, but let's find out. Christians must tithe 10%. Actually, sa Bible, 100. Men should wear suits and tie to church. Women should always wear dresses. Oh, this one's interesting. King James Version is the only version that Christians should use. Real wine should be used in communion. Real wine should not be used in communion. Christians should not watch movies. Kasi madilim dun. Di ba? People love darkness rather than the light. This one's timely. Christmas is sacred. We should celebrate it. Christmas is pagan. We should reject it. Christians should celebrate Old Testament festivals like Passover, the Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of Booths. And the list could go on and on and on. Ito po ba mga rules na ito are good? Or are they bad? Well, most of these are conscience issues. These are preference issues, personal conviction issues. None of those rules are actually listed in Scripture. And so we need to come before the Lord and earnestly seek yung kanya pong guidance in forming yung ating pong convictions. Yung ating pong faith is all about relationship with Jesus and not about rituals and rules. Celebrating an Old Testament festival could be helpful in drawing close to Jesus and seeing Him foreshadowed in those Old Testament events. I have a seminary professor who did that. Not for the purposes of observing the law, but as a reminder for them of what this festival is pointing to. And that's Christ. Pero hindi po tayo dapat maging legalistic about it and require others to make the same choices that we do. One believes that Christmas is an excellent way to share yung pong good news about Christ. It's a wonderful family time and to remember yung birth ng Panginoon. Another person says that it has pagan roots and has become too secular and commercialized, and so we should avoid it. Romans chapter 14 verses 4 and 5 says, "Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls. And he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand." Verse 5. "One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind." Yung pong heart ng ating faith is not about these things. It's not about rules and rituals. Some of these things have their purpose, but they are a means to an end. Hindi po sila yung end in itself. Hindi po yun yung purpose. Yung pong mga Pharisees ng first century were very strict sa kanila pong external behaviors. They were very religious. But for them, it was a performance, an external thing, to demonstrate to those watching how righteous they were. But in fact, they were very far from God. Mga kapatid, how are we like these Pharisees performing, displaying external things for righteousness before the people surrounding us? The text says they are a shadow of things to come. Kung tatanungin ko po kayo if you would want to meet a person from history, who would it be? Of course, given yon Jesus Christ, yeah, we'll meet him. Charles Spurgeon, or John Calvin, to our Reformed folks here. Imagine that you meet yung pong tao na yun. Would you just look at his or her shadow? Sabihan ka ni Charles Spurgeon, "Hey bro, how are you?" May kasama pang, di ba? Then sasabihin mo, "Sorry, I'm busy studying your shadow." Hindi po, di ba? Because the shadow shows that the person is real. The shadow is not the focal point. Instead, it points to the person behind the shadow. And our passage tells us that the substance is Christ. Religious rituals should point us to Christ. Hindi po sila yung main course. They are a means to an end, and the end is a closer relationship with Christ. Colossians 2:17, the substance belongs to Christ. Don't focus on the shadow, focus on the real thing. Yung ating pong faith is not about rules, it's not about commands, not about rituals, not about festivals. It's not about going to church, not about wearing symbols like cross or a dove. It's not about baptism or communion. It's not even about heaven or reading the Bible. What is it then? It's about having a relationship with Christ. If you do all of the rest but have no relationship with Christ, you are missing the whole point. And you have created your own religion. Ito po ba yung ginagawa natin dito sa Crossroads Church? Is that why we are here tonight? Are we coming Friday night, week in and week out, just to tick an attendance box? Are we giving for the sake of saying that we gave? Yung ating pong Bible is a way for us to know God, somehow makes us closer to Christ. Heaven is a place where we can see Christ face to face. Communion and baptism na ating pong gagawin mamaya are ordinances to make us remember what Christ has done for us. And so, Christian symbols, all these things are reminders of what Christ has done for us. All of these things are a means to an end. And that end, that purpose is Christ. Point number two. Reject others' condemnation based on ascetic and mystical practices. Verses 18 and 19. Sabi po dyan, let no one disqualify you insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on in details about visions, puffed up without reason by his sensuous mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that is from God. Paul refers dun po sa mga false teachers who want to lead you away from Christ. And yung prize is having a closer relationship sa Panginoon. Remember, in Ephesians chapter 5, Paul compares yung pong relationship between Christ and the believers to marriage. Diba? Yung union ng man and the woman. So imagine a man who went to his wedding and it was spectacular. Yung pong nagluluto is a multi-starred, multi-Michelin-starred chef. Yung pong cake ay combination ng cake nila Shay at saka ni Nine, di ba? 10 tiers na cake. Was perfect. Yung decor ng place, dinaig po yung wedding dyan sa kabilang room. Yung music, combined force ni Pastor Jovan at saka ni Kuya Tom together. Back to back to back. Parang ganun, SOP, no? The food was great. Decor was perfect. But there's one problem. Yung bride po didn't show up. This man was defrauded of the prize. So wala pong amount ng decorations, no matter how pretty, can cover up the fact that the wedding was meaningless without the bride. Similarly, We are defrauded when we shift our focus away from Christ to other matters that sound important. And so let us not be distracted by these things. Let's not be distracted by things that seem very spiritual. Because the prize is Christ. Yung focus should be on Christ. He says, he talks about asceticism, or in other terms, self-abasement. Ito po ay isang form ng severe self-discipline and avoidance sa mga indulgements or indulgences. Typically, ginagawa po ito, we are separating ourselves from certain things, certain food. They do it typically for religious reasons. It sounds spiritual, di ba? This world is evil and fleshly, and we should not love the world. Yun yung kanilang argument. So we should deny ourselves. However, kung hindi po tayo careful, this could lead to spiritual pride. As we follow yung pong specific rules, hoping to earn points from the Lord. Hoping to earn yung pong favor ng Diyos. It can also lead to harming yung ating pong mga katawan, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We remember yung mga priest of Baal asking for fire, they cut themselves for religious purposes. Huwag na tayong lumayo. Punta lang tayo sa Pampanga. Semana Santa. Waba. Diba? They punish themselves. They put themselves on the cross, imitating yung crucifixion ng Panginoon and whipped and nailed on the cross. Kung ito pong mga self-denial na ito becomes the focal point, becomes the focus, then it defrauds, it deceives us from the actual price of the relationship with Christ. It sounds spiritual, but it brings us farther from God and closer to self-reliance. Nakadepende na po tayo doon sa ating ginagawa. One example that we discussed doon sa aming community group was yung idea ng fasting. Well, healthy fasting and denying ourselves of specific things for a period of time, it can be helpful, hindi po ba? Kung yung extra time na yon that you use for eating would be used to worship the Lord. I think yun yung purpose. Not all self-denials are wrong. In one sense, Jesus calls us to take up his cross, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him. And then he talks about worship of angels. From that concept itself is a substitution. We are not to worship angels. It's a preoccupation na kung saan yung focus is on the angels, which distracts us from glorifying Christ. Jesus is the center of our faith and not the angels. And then he says, visions. Meron pong something that is exciting about having visions, di ba? Yung ating pong curiosity attracts us dun po sa mysteries ng visions. And quite simply, ito pong mga account na ito ng mga tao who had visions are quite interesting and fascinating. I don't know if you've heard about books that are written about a certain person who dies and goes to heaven. And then bumalik siya ulit. And then he writes the story. Diba? Minsan, there are books that are written to that effect, selling millions, kasama sa list ng New York Times bestseller. Hindi po natin alam if these things are true or not. But remember, we don't need to ask people who claim to have died and returned and ask them what heaven is like or ask them what hell is like. Why? Because God already told us in His Word. His Word is infallible, and yung pong mga kwento ng mga taong to is not. Studying His Word does not require speculation and guesswork. While we should approach ito pong mga bagay na ito with a healthy dose of skepticism, we should be dubious dun sa mga ganong klase ng kwento, we can truly trust yung salita ng Diyos for us. And so Paul says that focusing on visions can cause people to be puffed up. There are other similar things that include too much focus on dreams and miracles. Of course, God can use and sometimes does use dreams. Marami pong mga credible accounts of our brothers here in the Middle East who have dreams about God and thereby pointed them to Christ. Pero we are not to pursue these kinds of dreams and visions. Remember, si Nebuchadnezzar and even yung dalawang Joseph, yung Joseph ng Old Testament and yung Joseph ng New Testament, they were not seeking a dream nung binigyan po sila ng Diyos. They were carrying out dun po sa kanilang pang-araw-araw na buhay and the Lord wanted to reach them out through a dream. And so He did. It's easy to get distracted with these things. Hindi po ba? Si Simon Magus, Simon the Magician, he desperately wanted yung pong power na nakita niya na ginawa ni Peter in the book of Acts. Si Herod wanted to see Jesus not because of his message, but because he wanted to see a miracle performed by Jesus. And Jesus wouldn't do anything for him. It's easy to get distracted with these things. But brothers and sisters, remember what Colossians 2:19 says. Not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with the growth that is from God. Yung growth is not from these visions, not from these mystical and ascetic practices. Paul gives us yung key to growth. Visions, dreams, and miracles, asceticism, do not cause growth. Growth comes from holding fast to the head. Sino po yung head? None other than Christ. Yung children's song had it right when it says, read your Bible, pray every day, as you grow, grow, grow. Huwag po nating aksayahin yung oras natin to the things that are thrilling and flashy. Let us hold fast to Christ, abide in Him, set our gaze upon Him, magnify Him, depend on Him, appreciate Him, testify of Him, love Him, obey Him. We need a relationship and not a vision. And I hope that this is exactly what we do as Crossroads Church. Together, as one body, we are to represent Christ. Hindi po si Pastor Alvin or not any other elder, but Christ. Tandaan po natin that our identification as a member of a local body is a representation of Christ to the world. Nakuha niyo po yan? Us identifying ourselves as members of this church, and if you're here and you're not a member or you're interested in being a member of the church, when you become a member of a local church, that identity means a representation of Christ to the world. You're not going out there just as yourself na walang association, but you're bearing the name of Christ. It's not a one-man thing. It's a corporate thing. Lastly, renounce obedience to worthless man-made regulations. Verses 20 hanggang 23. It says, if with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the world, why, as if you were still alive in the world, do you submit to regulations. We talked about dying last week, dying in Christ. And then he asks, if you died with Christ, why are you, as if you're alive in the world, submit to regulations? Ano yung mga regulations? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. Referring to things that all perish as they are used. And again, it comes back. According to human precepts and teachings. These have indeed an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and asceticism and severity to the body, but they are of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh. Babalik po tayo dun sa concept ng elemental spirits of the world. Ano ba tong mga elemental spirits of the world? Well, the context helps us dun po sa sagot, di ba? Paul relates ito pong elemental spirits of the world with human precepts and teachings, as well as self-made religion. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, he uses the same term and relates them with philosophy, empty deceit, and human tradition. 2:8 says, "See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ." So in both verses, in chapter 2, verse 8, and in chapter 2, verse 20, ito pong elemental spirits of the world are contrasted with Christ. Jesus is the truth. Yung pong kabila, there is no truth. Jesus saves, these don't. Ito pong mga elemental spirits that promote basic and worldly ideas about religion. And so in essence, ito po ay isang worldly na religion. There is, in a sense, a demonic power at work behind this as Satan leads people away from the truth. And so ito pong mga Christians in Colossae were in danger of straying from the true gospel. Again, because, as I've said, Colossae is a melting pot of different people with different ideas, different beliefs, different religions. So yung danger sa mga Christians dito is that they would be lured away from believing the one true gospel. Salvation by grace through faith, that they would be enticed to a works-based religion. Man-made religions may differ sa kanya pong itsura on the outside, but at the core, they're basically the same. At ang tinuturo po nito is that people should do good deeds. Man-made religion provides a system of doing good deeds as a way to earn salvation. Paul says that these things have the appearance of wisdom. It looks like it's wise to do that, but they have no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh. Just that. They have no value. Man-made religion, like we've said last time, cannot give you a new heart. It cannot take away your sin or yung pong consequences ng sin. We can easily see these problems sa iba pong mga religions. But how about for Christians? Well, marami pong Kristiyano thinks that yung kanila pong pananampalataya is just a tick-the-box checklist. If they can just read the Bible more, go to church more, give more money, pray more, then they can earn favor with God. Ganun po ba tayo? Again, these things do not save. Salvation comes through God's grace alone. And ito pong mga elemental spirits of the world are contrasted with Christ. We don't choose both. Hindi po ito rules, rituals, and regulations plus Christ. It is just Christ. He saves us not as a result of works so that no one will boast. And we need a relationship with Jesus and not a religion. Napansin po ninyo sa ating passage, there are a series of prohibitions. Lots of don'ts, hindi po ba? Pero meron pong implicit instruction for us doon sa ating passage. And that is to hold fast to the head. He describes these false teachers not holding on to the head, and thereby there is no Christ in them. Therefore, the implicit instruction for us is to hold fast to Christ. Means we don't need a rule. We don't need visions. We don't need religion. What we need is a relationship with Christ. We are to hold fast to Christ. What does that mean? Ano po bang ibig sabihin if someone tells you to hold on to your wife? Hold on to your wife. She's a keeper. Sa ating mga Pilipino, the joke is, ulagin mo ng helmet yan. Alam niyo yung sabihin nun? Pag sinabing lagay ng helmet yan. Kasi pag nauntog yan, marirealize niya, di ba? Mahirap talang magpatawa. Hold on to your wife. Yun po yung sinasabi. It means that we are to cultivate yung ating pong relationship with our spouse. Being faithful, drawing close together, and at the same time, we don't have wandering eyes. It means that we are to treasure yung ating pong asawa and invest our time and energy in improving yung ating pong relationship. And so in the same way, we improve our relationship with Christ somewhat using the same methods that we would use in improving yung ating relationship with the person. And that is, we spend quality time with the Lord. We spend time with Him in His Word. We spend time with Him in prayer. We communicate often sa Panginoon. Frequent. We are honest in our communication with God. We do acts of service. We serve God. We serve others. What kasama yung service to others? Well, Christ said, what you have done to the least of these, you've also done unto me. We praise God to others. We share Him to others. And we appreciate what He has done for us. But another way to hold fast to the head is to fix our eyes on Jesus, as Hebrews 12:2 says. Yung last verse ng ating passage says that the things we have mentioned today are of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh. Mga kapatid, do we realize that we don't beat temptation by making rules? We beat it by a strong relationship with Christ. We beat it by looking at the cross over and over and over again. Because on the cross of Christ is where freedom is. And if you want to experience that freedom in Christ, the Bible tells us to repent of our sins and put our faith in Jesus Christ. Yes, we long for this body of sin, yung ating temptations, yung ating pong sin, to be done away with. And in the future, meron po tayong hope that when Christ returns, He would transform us, give us glorified bodies that are not able to sin, that will not decay and there is no corruption. And yun yung ating hope, that when Christ comes, yung ating groanings against our sin would be done away with. We beat temptation, we beat our sin by looking at the cross of Christ because that is where freedom is. If you would ask your neighbor, what does it mean to be a Christian? And if they give you an answer or a rule, such as go to church or pray, huwag po kayong maniwala. Because what makes us a Christian is not our own works, but the work of the one who is faithful, and that is Jesus Christ. It means to have a relationship with Jesus. And my hope for today's passage is that each of us will have a greater desire to develop ito pong deeper relationship sa ating Panginoon. And that we will hold fast to Him instead of rules. Let's remember, mga kapatid, there's a lot of things in this world. Perhaps the things that we obey or do. But always remember that the substance belongs to Christ. Let us not substitute the truth of what we have in Christ for the falsehood of man-made rules and regulations. Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for our freedom is in Christ. Our sufficiency is in Him. And there is nothing that we can do to gain your approval, to earn your favor, or to score points with you. God, would you help us to focus yung aming pong energy, yung aming pong attention, yung aming pong desires on Christ. For He is sufficient for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.